Living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior, for He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, you can find us on the World Wide Web at voiceofvision.org. And we say it every few days because we have new listeners all the time, which we are thankful for. And, of course, each day is a new teaching. And sometimes we want to let you know that you can find any of these teachings right there at voiceofvision.org. You just hit Vision Radio, and there's an archive section there with all the titles, like today's, Disclosure and Discretion. And you can find sermons there. Sometimes these teachings are broken up into little bits and from sermons, and you can hear the whole sermon right there from voiceofvision.org. There's a button that says Sermons. You can find out about Riverside Christian Fellowship. There's a button right there for that. There's a topical index. If you are looking on the front page, you'll see today's teaching in transcript form. And, of course, you can hit one of the buttons on the top says Daily Blog, which is a weblog, a journal that has each of these teachings with the audio and the text right there. Of course, if you have any questions, prayer requests, if you'd like to send us some money or something like that, you can email me, Pastor JD, at voiceofvision.org. And, again, we thank you and God bless you. Now, today we mentioned the title of our message is going to be Disclosure and Discretion. Disclosure and discretion. We need to be disclosing things, but with discretion. Not everybody is ready to hear everything we have to say at every moment. Not everybody is supposed to be in the know. Some things are a need-to-know basis, right? We're talking about gossip and something even more important than that, in a sense, in here, but let me read John 16:12. This is Jesus Christ, and he said to his disciples, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Meditating on that verse and just thinking about being a pastor and just in your own life, I'm sure you could think about the fact that something we have to learn over and over again is when to tell some people about certain issues, events, situations, and the like. You know, with children, sometimes they're not ready to handle what's really been going on if it's something big. Sometimes you can't avoid it. Someone dies in the house, or, you know, some big fight, or someone gets in an accident, someone close to them dies. It's like they steal their innocence a little bit, and you have to shelter them from billboards and magazines and television and movie and radios and internet and all kinds of things. Some information where none of us are really supposed to be looking at or hearing, but some of it is just for a more mature audience and people can't handle it yet. And it's that way in the church. It's that way in your family. It's that way in business. There are situations, events, and things like that that you're not supposed to just tell everybody right at that moment. It's not always necessary for full disclosure. Not giving full disclosure is not necessarily telling some kind of a lie just because you're not telling the whole thing. Some people are on a need-to-know basis. And some people just can't handle the news. They got to pass it around like a hot potato. Sometimes the news is better left unreported until a later time. You know, we're supposed to really withhold evaluation until comprehension is complete. And sometimes you give people just a little piece of the news. You give them a period and they turn it into a paragraph, right? You give them a sentence and they turn it into a whole scenario. Again, sometimes the news is better left unreported until a later time, until we have all the facts straight. And then some people aren't still supposed to hear it. Of course, gossip's not good at all, but I want to talk to you about more along the lines of people who take anything that might be said, anything that someone else doesn't know, and use it to prop up their own sense of self-worth. You ever been around people like that? You been somebody like that? You know, they were there when it all went down, or they're always one of the first to know because, you know, they're important. They're up the food chain from you, so they're just disseminating the information, you know. Really, they're just regurgitating things they overheard, and they're looking for it, aren't they? They're always delivering news because, you know, again, they're up on the food chain from the person they deliver it to, etc. They're always in the know. They're always at the scene. They're always in the mix. They're always where the action is. because they're always on top of it all. You know, a front runner. That's what I'm talking about here. A front runner. It can be subtle or it can be obvious, but the people who purvey it rarely understand what they're doing. The most frustrating thing in the world for those who must always be in the know is to feel out of the loop. They'll claim that you're part of a clique when they're trying to set up their own little clique. The problem is that people want to leave them out because they won't leave anything in. You ever been like that? People just shut up when you come around. Why? Because they know you're just going to open your big mouth, and I'm wearing the crown on that. I've had to learn disclosure and discretion from people doing that to me. Now, again, we're not talking primarily about gossip, although these people are prime prey for its delivery. What we're talking about is people who have to be at every event just to say they were there. They might not even enjoy being at certain things, but they want anyone who would not be there to know that they were part of it. Front runners offer full disclosure whether anybody wants it or not, and about other things people wouldn't even care about, and they stir up contention and strife just by the nature of what they're doing. And the person is only caring about themselves and their image. You know, I'm in with every little clique in the church. I am at every event. I'm the one that's in the know. You know, I'm the one that's close to the pulse of the situation. Well, friends, I'm sure in your mind you're thinking of people already, and I don't mean to do that to you. I just mean it to you to look at yourself and check out yourself. You don't take this and beat someone over the head with it. I'm saying look at the man in the mirror and realize what's going on. A lot of people don't even know they're part of that. If other people were around and would disclose what they felt about these type of people, they'd have a hard time handling it. So others use discretion. Isn't that ironic? They use discretion, not trying to hurt your feelings, and yet you go out there like a loose cannon, just firing it away, you know? It's just an ironic thing. Now, again, we talked about this at the top of the broadcast. You got to keep certain things from children because you don't want to ruin their childhood. There's certain things they just don't need to know about yet. Peter said this about Paul's writing, that there is some supposed teachers who didn't know how to properly handle the Word of God. In 2 Peter 3:16, he says, there are some things in them, that's Paul's writings, that they're hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. Going back to our prime text here in John 16:12, and Jesus was leaving and the Holy Spirit was coming, and he was talking about the fact that the Holy Spirit would guide them into all truth. And he said it has to happen that way because he still had many things to say to them, but they couldn't bear them now. Many times you read where he talked about the fact that he was going to be resurrected, but they didn't remember. See, Christ knew the disciples couldn't bear all that he had to reveal to them. And even some of the things he sort of had revealed to them, they didn't understand until much later. John 2:22, it says, after he rose from the dead, then they began to understand those things that he was talking about, that he was going to raise up that temple. Remember, he told the Pharisees, they said, give us a sign that you are who you say you are. And he says, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll build it back up. And they said, excuse me, it took us all these years to build this temple, and you're going to raise it up in 3 days? They didn't understand what was going on. You ever talk to someone and it just flew right over their head? So you got to use a little discretion before you give full disclosure. You know who else does that to us? God does it to us. God does it to us. God uses discretion in what he discloses to us. It says, we are beholding him like a glass, a dark glass. We can't quite see through it. It's like a mirror that isn't quite given the exact reflection. And it says that we will see him like he is and be like him when we see him. And we will know even as we are known. And think of the book of Revelation. John says that, you know, he saw these things that must come to pass. And Daniel had revelation. The prophets see things in the future. And yet we don't see all those. Of course, people want to be prophets. They want to take something and run with it. But God knows better. Wouldn't be a good idea if God let us know everything beforehand. That would lead to chaos, not comfort, conviction, and constancy. God knows better than we do, and he lets us know it as we're able to handle it. You know, as you get closer and closer to God, you discover more and more of His ways. But if we thought we had some formula and things like that, let me take an aside here. People say, do I have to do this? Do I have to do that? How do I do this? How do I do that? And they're just looking for a formula, and they can do that divorced from their heart. And so God doesn't really bring them along as fast as they might like to, because they're just trying to dispatch their duty. They're just trying to get along with things. And so God doesn't give them everything. He wants to not necessarily string them along, but keep them on the straight and narrow. See, God wants us to have blessings and to know Him more fully, but He doesn't want to give us so much that it spoils us. Your children might be coming into a huge inheritance. Say it's millions of dollars. And you don't want to tell them when they're 2, 3, 4, and 5, or especially when they're 13 or 14, because they won't develop a work habit. And see, people that don't understand this would go, well, who cares? They'll have millions of dollars, friends. How many people have won the lottery and lost it all again? Do you want to give someone a million or teach someone to make a million? And so smart parents, even if they're going to give their parents, their children a lot of money, still get those children to work so that they can get that money to work for them and not be worked over by other people. You get what I'm saying here? So a lot of times they won't tell them that they have this big inheritance coming or anything like that till they get older, because they couldn't handle the news. Or perhaps your child is tested really high on the IQ or something like that, and you don't really want to tell them right away, because why? They'll stop studying thinking, I'm smart enough, I'm smarter than these other people. Everybody knows it. It's not right, is it? They're not ready for full disclosure, or something happened in the family that was tragic and you save it till a later time because they might not be able to handle the information. Of course, you got to be closer to God to know really when to do that. But we as Christians sometimes need to learn to be more like God, like Christ, and learn to use discretion when talking with others. We see Jesus doing it here. Some people just can't handle it. Again, they'll take it and run with it and like a hot potato, and then you have a big mess on your hands. Pastors really have to know this. Of course, they get accused of, withholding information and all that. That's just more proof of what's going on. They can't handle it. Have you grown to where you can handle what is given you? Or do you have to always run and tell everyone else without first using a little discretion? If not, no wonder others use discretion before disclosing things to you. Don't be a front runner. Don't just go out and don't use any discretion with your disclosure. You got to sit back and you got to learn to discern when to open your mouth. Wow, that's an important thing. And you know what? I determined that this would be the day that you're ready to hear that. And if you just tuned in today and you just said, wow, you can't use this as an excuse not to tell the truth. But you can use it to understand that you don't have to be so frank with people. You can temper what you say with the right sort of tone, or the right sort of tact, and trust God that He'll know what to do, and not think that you've got this bit of juicy news that you've got to get out there, because these kind of people, this kind of thinking leads to gossip. There's no question about it. And so, if you wonder why people don't talk to you too much about stuff, maybe you need to think about that. Maybe you need to learn to hold it in. Maybe you need to discipline yourself to do that. Maybe you need to learn to use a little disclosure and discretion. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today on the Voice of Vision broadcast. This is Pastor J.D. Hatfield. God loves you, so do I, and God bless you. See you next time.
See you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God eternally.